Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. Happy summer to everyone out there running between all the raindrops and getting ready for second half of baseball. And by the way, Luke is in Owings Mills because Ravens camp now underway. It is football season, and I'll soon be replacing these with others. I have some Back to the Future scratch-offs. This is really the end of the batch. I'm getting some pressure lucks that I'm going to have for the next couple of weeks, as well as some lucky sevens. We're looking forward to that. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour celebrating 27 years. I'm going to erase this 26-year your oyster. I haven't come up with my new logo yet, but I have until August 3rd to do that. Beginning on August 3rd, we will be welcoming 27 of my favorite things to eat in Baltimore. People like when they always go, where's the best crab cake? Where's the best? And so I'm going to give like all my favorite places to eat. We're going to do a lot of broadcasting in August. And I think we're going to run into this guy too, down at Mako in Ocean City on the second weekend of August. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And your ears must have been buzzing because I had the great Steve Rouse out last week talking about his days with Buddy Rugo and the morning show and WQSR back in the 90s and all the fun and hijinks that they had. And all I think about with Buddy all these years later, John, is how many more games, promotions, what would Buddy make of like mdlottery.com and apps with zappers where you know whether you win or lose and you get balloons coming out? We've come a long way with the lottery, haven't we?
We certainly have. And, you know, I'm sorry I missed Steve back in his heyday. Of course, I wasn't here then. But it sounds like maybe he and I would have gotten together pretty well. What do you think?
Well, Buddy wore like all sorts of outfits and did all sorts of promotions. And you're not as flamboyant, shall we say, as Buddy, but
right. You're
out there promoting these things, including
that's what
we
do.
Have going on right now. Like this is you called this lottery week. I don't know. You know, is this an inside term, lottery? Because I go up to
yes,
the front of mdlottery.com and I see you're sort of like giving extra value this week.
Yes, we are. You know, this is a relatively new term, Nestor. Lottery week is an opportunity for us to kind of be a little introspective as well as looking out into the community and our players benefit. And they can go to mdlottery.com and they get 7 days this week of extra plays through Sunday, July 20th. You can play any draw or fast play game and you could win a free game. And it would be could be a Cash for Life game, could be a Keno, could be Pick Five, could be another fast play game. So get all the details. We enjoy it. We acknowledge the people here within the industry that work, the hard work that they do. And we like to have some fun with the players. And it's something that started, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Not a big thing that we promote out heavily, but we have some fun with it, middle of summer kind of a thing.
You know, I have friends in the psychology space and the sales space, and they ask what quadrant I'm in, like as far as creative and sales and all of that stuff. I tell you what, this art competition that you've brought out has brought the creative little light into me to say, if I were an artist and I'm a stick figure artist and AI could probably make me better, although that would also disqualify me for your competition. But this
correct.
Call for art, and you know, I also have an Art Modell thing, an Art Donovan thing. You know, I've had a lot of great works of art in my life. Tell everybody about this because we're a couple weeks into this. You got to do it soon, right? I mean, because the competition ends in a couple of weeks. But for anyone out there that's an artist, or if you know an artist who has a specific penchant for Maryland-based work. So, I mean, last week I went through a myriad of ideas of things that make Maryland, Maryland, or the Maryland postcard. I left oysters out. I left thoroughbreds out. You know, I left all sorts of really fun Maryland things because we're known for a lot of things.
It's tough to make it all fit, isn't it? And people can go again to mdlottery.com for all the details. We have the call for art, as we call it. And not like Jackie Gleason. Ah, Connie! You forgot art in there.
Oh, another one of my favorite arts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
We are looking for artists throughout the state of Maryland who want to choose to share with us their perspective on what Maryland means to them. And we will select three lucky winners. Contest details all on mdlottery.com. The contest will close August 15th. So get your magic markers out or whatever you choose your medium of choice and start putting some together. And I will tell you that we do have some guidelines. Please heed them, because I can't tell you some of the things that we've gotten.
This is like real art. It can't be like a picture you took that's sort of affected inside. I mean,
Well,
I'm just wondering because art is
yes.
really a wide scope of things, as we call art.
Well, and it should be something that reflects Maryland's beauty, its culture, its icons, the landmarks, anything from Oakland, Ocean City, and everywhere in between, because we do have a variety, as you mentioned last time we talked, of places to go, things to see and do, and it should be representative of that, and it should be something heartfelt, and we will select three lucky winners, and they will then be on a scratch-off next spring, that should have some fun, and we took one of your suggestions to heed, Nestor.
No,
We
you
are,
did not. No one
we
listens to
did.
me.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No one listens. Right. Yeah,
Oh,
no
there
one
you go.
listens to me.
There you go.
Correct. Yeah.
Thanks for setting that up.
We fixed my mic. There we go.
We are looking at ways possibly to extend beyond the top three because we will have dozens of very worthwhile and it'd be hard to select three. We are being a little secretive yet about ways maybe we can extend the life of the art that we receive beyond just the screen. Selected for the scratch off. So stay tuned for more details as we work through the contest.
You know, we have so much with the yellow and the red and the black. You know, we have such a thing with our flag that you could probably do if you were artistic, and I'm not. I mean, I'm artistic in this way, but not in that way. But good luck to everyone out there. I think, you know, I always give you a hard time about like who picks this and who picks that, and can we make them scented, not sniffers, scented, and all that.
Thank
But
you. Thank you.
you do. There are lots of people under your leadership that put great thought into even like when you do Back to the Future, Press Your Luck, or things that are already themed or templated, as to make this fun, engaging, all of those things.
Well, we try, and one of the things we do is have opportunities for our players who enjoy our loyalty program called My Lottery Rewards. And if you go again to mdlottery.com, you'll see a variety of promotions that are available to you. A couple of them, I think, might be of interest to you too, Nestor. If you are a My Lottery Rewards participant, you could win a pizza oven package. Now,
I
if you
like
happen,
pizza. I
oh,
like
I know
pizza a
you do.
lot. Yeah.
I know you do. So go to mdlottery.com, get all the details. You have between now and August 11th to enter into our drawing, and you could win a pizza oven, pizza cutting board, apron, everything that just makes you the master pizza chef in the neighborhood. So that should be a fun promotion. The one that I really enjoy though is win a home theater package. Now, I am not necessarily an expert in this, and they certainly don't seek my advice when they put these packages together, but this thing is huge, and you have between now and September 29th to get ready for football season
How
and
big's the
holidays.
TV? That's all I want to know. Because the TVs are so inexpensive now that I am been lured into,
How
like,
big
do
do
I
you want?
want to go on a vacation for a weekend, or do I just want to spend a grand on getting a TV the size of the wall so that I can watch old YouTube videos of concerts and stuff? That's kind of where I am.
So I will tease you with this. How many TVs do you want, and how big are they?
I just want one that works.
Okay,
One
how
with a
big?
remote control
Give me a
that's
number.
better than the one I have. That's all.
Give me a number. How big?
At least 3 digits of inches, 101 inches or
Okay,
larger is what I'm
now you're
thinking.
being silly. Now you're being silly.
We can be 90,
85
80.
inch, an
All right.
85 inch smart TV
I would
with.
accept that. If I came, I would say to my wife, you want to do something nice to create, put that on the wall, put a bow on it. You know, some people do the cars and the snow and the Christmas memories and all that. Put a TV on the wall and make it work for me because I'm old and I feel like my parents trying to work the VCR. I'm lost.
And do you like a little comfort while you're sitting there watching that 85 inch TV? How about a leather recliner chair complete with the pull-out tray, the USB
Does it have
ports?
the little headrest that I need for my
Sure,
neck?
sure. A little armrest with the spill-resistant cup holders at the end of it. I mean, there you go. And you want to hear what you're watching, don't you? How about a Bose surround sound speaker package? Would you like that, Nestor?
I would love that.
And in addition, how about those wireless TV headphones when your wife wants to
She just got a
talk
pair of
to
those this week and it scared the cat. She came out, she looked like she was
you.
George Jetson or something. It was very strange. Looked like Elroy. Remember Elroy?
Plus, we have an Apple TV to throw into the mix. I don't know what the heck you do with that, and a home cinema 4K 4K projector. So you could have things going on multimedia while you're
Hold on,
sitting
let
in
me
your
write all
recliner
this
chair.
down. I go to emptylottery.com, and what am I entering to get all this? I want to win this. Go ahead.
I know you do. It's the home theater package now through September 29th. Prize value estimate over $13,500. That sounds like Drew Carey.
Right,
It's like,
exactly. Over under,
So
spin the wheel, the showcase showdown.
all of this available to my lottery rewards members. Check it out at mdlottery.com.
Can I digress and just tell you a really sad
Please
pizza
do.
story? And then we'll get the Chili Pepper payout. We're going to get to the home run riches because nobody's hitting any home runs, and your poor Ryan O'Hearn won't even be here to hit him in 2 weeks, and it's depressing me. My wife and I, for 22 years, we've been married. As of next Friday, it'll be 22 years when you and I get together, July next.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I had never in my life had an English muffin based pizza. Now, my wife has told me in her childhood it wasn't because she grew up too poor or too this or that. This is what they did in their house. They took English muffins and made little pizzas out of them. And I've never done this in my life, but I did get English muffins last time I was at Coco's. I always do the crab cake and the crab melt over with the sharp cheddar cheese. So for the first time in my life, I had a bagel pizza. We had leftover sauce. We had sausage from last week's crab cake tour at DePasquale's. Had little sausage. Darren made them for me. Was nothing wrong with the sausage. Had bougie mozzarella, the melt. We had basil that we grow outside that the deer and the rabbits haven't eaten yet, by the way.
Good.
And I didn't like it. I'm just saying. So I need your pizza
Whoa,
oven.
whoa,
Can
whoa.
we go
Wait, what do you
back?
mean you didn't like it? What's not to like? You had all the ingredients, you had all the fixings.
It's an English muffin. Put some jelly on it. Put an egg
Oh,
on it
man.
with a
Oh, man.
McMuffin or something. No, don't. It was a waste of a English muffin for me. I'm like, no. The
Oh.
nooks and the crannies were lost on me on that. So I
Well.
need your pizza oven, is what I'm saying. I need like
All right,
real
check it out.
pizza. I have four more English muffins downstairs, and she's like, do you want another one? I'm like, no, I want one with jelly. I want one with
Man,
honey. That's
you are a
all.
tough customer. I will just
Well,
tell you that in the Norton
my pizza's
household,
my pizza, and my English muffin's my English
yeah,
muffins.
I have done what your lovely wife has done. I have done that many times. English muffin, pizza, toaster oven, bada boom, bada bing, there it
It's
is.
like
Quick.
people eating collard bread in any other way than making French toast out of it. I just don't accept it. You know what I'm
Well, that's
saying?
another story.
It's
That's
a whole
another
different kind of
story.
bread. Talk about winning bread here. John Martin's
Yeah,
here. He's
nice.
got bread.
Nice.
Yeah, you like that, dude? I've been doing this a while, 35 years. HempTheLottery.com has it. I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I have a handful of these, but I'm getting new scratch-offs. The things I can't get are fast play scratch-offs because they're not scratch-offs. They're fast play. You have four new fast play games. I'm at an empty lottery, and I'm reading right from the website here. Lucky Numbers, Ultimate Payday, Maryland Lottery Pick 3, which is a fast play edition of that, and Chili Pepper Payout. There's another thing I don't eat is chili peppers because they burn.
Oh, sure. Who does? Somebody does. But you know what? Somebody plays those games. And that lucky numbers game is a legacy game, as you correctly helped me last time we chatted to reframe that. It was
Miss
our
Edie played that
inaugural.
game every day,
Well,
three
not
digit.
only that, but a gentleman in Harford County just played it and won $50,000 playing lucky numbers. Bought his ticket on July 11th and went back to the same store, same machine that he bought a lucky ticket back in January. So he likes months with Jays. He won in January, won in July, won 5,000 the first time, won $50,000 playing fast play lucky numbers. So
Can
there
you
you go.
explain fast play to everyone when they hear that
Sure.
term, what that designates? Because it's out in front of a lot of my marketing right now in the summer, and people just like, what is it? It's like a scratch off, but I don't scratch, kind of.
It is a it plays like a scratch off. So whether you have winning numbers, you have to find your numbers or whatever the
Without the
play mechanics
schmutz.
are, without the schmutz,
By the
schmutz free.
way, Todd Schuller, attorney Todd Schuller, former delegate, came out and did my show. He schmutzed my
Well,
tablecloth.
sounds like a personal problem to me,
Well,
but
I
the
mean, but this is what happens when I give scratch-offs out.
well, but you know what?
People
When
have too
people
much
win,
fun. That's what it is.
when
He was oh, he
yeah.
was having a good time. Oh, he didn't win, but he was having a good time.
But Fastplay, you can purchase at any of our 4,300 retailers, whether you use a self-service vending machine and get it yourself, push the screen and get the ticket, or ask for the clerk to provide one for you. Yes, it plays like a scratch-off game without the gray schmutz material, and people can win. And we can also provide progressive jackpots. from time to time. So look for that on mdlottery.com. Look for the menu of things and look for the winner stories like Lucky Lynn. I think you know Lucky Lynn. She's from Essex. I know you a lot of people in Essex.
I was there the other, I was, I have pizza right now from Pizza John's that I picked up on. I was in Essex on Tuesday. I picked up a small, I call it the Venezuelan pizza because it's Hawaiian with pepperoni on it. So a little spicier. I like it that way. Picked up a cheese
Did
steak,
you
got a salad. Yeah, I've been to Essex. Yes.
opt for the English muffin crust on that?
English muffins are meant for breakfast and they're meant for
Oh,
nooks and
I
crannies, and
sorry.
they're
I
not meant
miss
for pizza. And
they're
if
they're
when I,
meant for crooked
here's the
grannies?
problem.
Is that is that an
Nooks and
ageist
crannies.
thing?
Nooks and crannies. It's a
Oh,
nooks
nooks
and
and crannies. I
crannies.
thought it was crooked grannies. I didn't know what you
Here's
were on.
the reason that I didn't like the English muffin pizza, because I get pizza from Pizza John's. And I'm doing the show there next month as part of my favorite places to eat. So I have been to Essex. Tell me about what was her name again?
Lucky Lynn, and you can see her sort of smiling face on the MDLottery.com, hiding behind that big oversized check for $50,000. She won bonus match five, and sometimes you get in a rut, Nestor. Have you ever felt that way? You're just in a routine. You gotta shake it up somehow.
That's what
She
I'm
would
doing with you
buy,
right now.
she would buy bonus match five tickets for $2 and get three combinations, which is typically the way a lot of people play it. And day after day after day. She thought to herself, self, she said, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to buy nine combinations and spend $6 and see what happens. You know what happened, Nestor?
50G.
Bam, 50 G's is what happened.
That's a lot of pizza in Essex. I tell you what, I always hope Miss Edie had hit the big one at some point. So Lucky Lynn, I'm with you. From Dundalk to Essex, we're all in it together. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. Guess we're kind of getting to the end of this here and the end of this All-Star break. We're gonna start playing baseball this week. And I watched Kyle Stowers in the outfield. It broke my heart. But we'll see Trevor Rogers pitch this week. Give me a little update on home run riches, because as much as I don't want to admit that the Orioles season is over. Mike Elias doesn't want to admit that. No one wants to admit that. We have the trading deadline and all, and we're going to be all footballed up soon. And I'm going to have new scratchers, but not sniffers when it comes to Raven scratch off season. But the home run riches, we really are at the halfway point. You're going to give out a whole lot more money the rest of the year, right? I hope.
We'd love to do that. At this break, at the All-Star break, we have 108 home runs tallied by the O's, three of those grand slams. And the difference is winners get $500 for every O's home run hit, but $5,000 if it happens to be a grand slam. We have given away in cash prizes over $116,000. Current progressive jackpot on the Home Run Riches walk-off winnings fast play ticket is up well over $84,000. And hopefully someone is in pursuit of that. Now we do have post All-Star break. Let me see who we have coming down the line here.
We got, well, yeah, I know who the Orioles have, so I can fill in the blanks that they're playing the Rockies next weekend, and that should mean good news for whoever the drawers were for the Rockies weekend. But we got Tampa this weekend, and then at the Guard, we're playing the Guard Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Whoa,
I'm working on how to say it the right
whoa,
way. The Guard playing Cleveland, by the way, so we'll be out there next week. So a little road trip, and then Colorado comes in here, and it should be 110 degrees, and the ball should be flying on my anniversary.
well, that's very possible. And so people can go to mdlottery.com to find out, first of all, how to get themselves in to be selected as a contestant of the game, and also to look at the lineup and these dates that Nestor just talked about. You can find out who's going to be on deck, as we say in baseball language. Jerry Turner from Arbutus will be on deck for the return to the second half of the season against the Tampa Bay Rays. Nancy Taylor from White Marsh, also on the Tampa Bay game on the 19th, and Angela Smith of Joppatown. And then when the team goes to Cleveland, Michael Willis will be virtually traveling with them from Nottingham. David Kowalski Jr. from Nottingham, got a Nottingham back to back. And then Felicia Bailey-McCoy on the third. It's a four game series. And then Charles Good, also from Arbutus. So check it out. Find out how you too can enter to be a contestant of the game. And then I still wanted to get a day where we sit down with somebody and watch them watch the game, knowing that on every pitch, while the O's are at bat, it could be a $500 win
Did
for
you
us.
say Dave Kowalowski of
Dave
Nottingham? Did you say that? Really?
Jr.
Junior. Well, it's got to be him. I think that's Cheesesteak Dave. I'm pretty sure that's Cheesesteak. I mean, that like life a
Whoa.
friend, right? Same spelling, same Yeah, I think I Cheesesteak Dave is in the home run derby. Oh. By the way, you said something that it just slipped out of your tongue, and it's
Oh
and I
boy.
don't want to be disrespectful to you because you're from Ohio. He ain't from around here. You said Jerry Turner. Do you know Jerry Turner was the most esteemed newscaster in the history of Baltimore? And to my our audience, the only thing I could say would be Cap Chesapeake would be more esteemed. But Jerry Turner was our newsman with Al Sanders at Channel 13 for 40 years, all of my childhood. So when you say
Wow.
Jerry Turner, I'm like, Jerry Turner, what a great name. So
Well,
congratulations to Jerry. I hope we hit 12 bombs. And here's what I want. This is my wish for you,
okay,
John, executive
sure.
director of the Maryland Lottery. This is all I hope. I hope that Kobe Mayo cost you a fortune over the next 60 to 90 days. That's all I hope. We need to, I mean, this baseball thing, we need to like get this together. It was a whole lot more fun when we were winning. That's all I'm saying. There's my soliloquy.
I have no response to that. We welcome the opportunity
The
to pay off.
Guardians are in the way next week, is what I'm saying. And by the time
Well,
you and I are you're going to wait to the end of the Guardians series to come on next week too. I see what you're doing here. So, all right. Well, I still think
we'll
we'll be
see.
sellers next week. How are the Guardians doing? I haven't looked up much.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle to get to 500. So we'll see.
Well, when you're struggling to get to 500, it means that you're like you don't necessarily need to be a seller next week because everybody thinks they're a wild card team. But we'll talk some baseball next week. John
Okay.
Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. As you can tell, lots of great promotions, lots of stuff going on. It's summertime. The fireworks promotion's still up there. I like that better because it doesn't make noise and scare my cat. You can read all about that at mdlottery.com. You can also come out and get some free scratch offs from me, Eldersburg at 1623 Brewing on Wednesday this week, Friday this week in the morning. We're going to be at Zeke's Coffee. I have Dan Roderick's deposed political cartoonist Cal, Kevin Colliger from the Baltimore Sun, as well as my awesome co-host, always at Coco's, this time at Zeke's. It's going to be Mike Rosigliano, who is a cartoonist, by the way. I have two artists doing the show on Friday, so I'm going to bring up this call for art thing that you're working on, John. Did I leave anything out? Do we got any festivals spinning the wheel? Any other winners I need to talk about? Because I don't want to be, I don't want to keep you too long, but good things are happening.
No, we're in good shape. We will catch up next week on with all this and much more. Thank you.
Oh, hit some home runs, please. Get Kobe Mayo in the lineup. He is John Martin. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop eating crab cakes, doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, and telling you to play responsibly, have some fun out there, and keep it cool while it's hot.